This is BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM governments discuss how to enforce the decisions they make. Caribbean nations want the United Nations and not the IMF to set the standards for money laundering surveillance, and why the Cuban exile community is softening its stance to the Castro administration. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. 10 years after the proposal was first made, CARICOM leaders are being advised to return to the idea of establishing a commission charged with ensuring that the integration group implements its own decisions. The proposal was discussed today at a special meeting of CARICOM heads of government in Port of Spain. The meeting is a follow-up to an initiative of Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Patrick Manning for the region to begin discussing and working toward a political federation. The leaders reviewed two proposals, one by the University of the West Indies and another from Barbados Prime Minister Owen Arthur. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain.
The university proposals recommend the establishment of the CARICOM single market and economy in 1 year. A second recommendation is for the creation of a customs union with Central America within the same time frame. A reorganization of the OECS to include the countries of the South, Suriname, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana is another proposal. After 3 years of the operations of the single market and economy, the document advocates a reassessment of the situation.